Hello, and welcome to the happiest competition on Earth. I'm Ambi Lee. I'm back, clearly. And this is where I should be introducing Zelina, but unfortunately, when we recorded last night, something happened to the intro file, and it didn't save right, so it got lost in the abyss that is Skype. Sorry, so I'm just gonna quick summarize everything we talked about. So Jeffers is not with us this week, unfortunately. You will come to find that out soon when you just hear me and Zelina. He could not record with us, and we didn't get a fill-in for him because it was very last minute, and y'all were waiting to hear World Singing League, so we didn't want to interrupt you guys from your listens for World Singing League if it so happened during the recording, so yeah, that's why it's just the two of us. Just us girls! Disclaimer, we do not own Disney. We just love Disney. We're big fans. So we don't own the rights to these songs. We just love singing them and having our people sing them and critiquing people while they sing them. So please don't sue us, Mickey. And in the case of this week, we also don't own the rights to these non-Disney movies since it is anti-Disney week. So please don't sue us other creatures in movies that are not represented by Disney, such as, I don't know, dinosaurs, rats, dead Russian princesses, Egyptians, and all other kinds of things like that. So you guys please don't sue us either. Yay! Coming up first in this top five round is Princess Clary.
Dream within, the stars are crying, a tear, a sigh escapes from heaven, and the world's end. Breathe the dream within, the mystified. We tremble and spare, suspended within. Look beyond where hearts can see. Dream. Thank you. escapes from heaven and world's end.
And that was Princess Clary with The Dream Within from Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within. That bomb of a movie that the Final Fantasy franchise tried to make. Very interesting movie from what I never actually saw the movie, but I think I've heard this song before.
The characters are creepy. That's what scared a lot of people away, that they were so realistic that it was just freaky.
Yeah.
Like Polar Express, there you go.
The characters in Polar Express freak me out so bad.
Exactly.
Do you know they're all actually played by Tom Hanks?
Well, most of them are played by Tom Hanks.
Like, yeah, like the little boy is played by Tom Hanks. That's just creepy. No.
Wait, that was him, actually?
Yeah, the little boy was, the facial recognition software that they used was Tom Hanks.
Holy crap, yeah. I thought that was an actual kid.
Yeah. No, it was Tom Hanks. Creepy.
No!
Okay, so anyways, on to actually Spirits Within. Clary. This was so pretty. This was possibly the bestest song I've ever heard you sing. I loved this. It was just so mellow and melodic. I love that word, and I love that I can use that word with someone. Melodic. I love when people use like actual dynamics to something, and it's not just like one flat line. When you started going into the belting, the dynamic change, it warmed me inside because I felt that progression of the mood of the song, and it was fantastic. And your vibrato was win. And I did hear the click that you mentioned in your email to us. That was not actually her. That was the recording, because you could tell that this was like a cover piano recording. But
like on YouTube or something.
Yeah, but honestly, your singing was so amazing. I really didn't even mind it that much, because it was such a small detail that it didn't take away from the big picture. And the whole time, like towards the end, I was like, this could be like a Cirque du Soleil performance art song. Cause all I could think of was like a person like dangling from a ceiling with red velvet
ribbons.
Ropes and ribbons and stuff, like twirling and flying through the air while Clary is on stage dressed like a French Canadian clown singing, but a pretty French Canadian clown. And it was an amazing sight to behold in my head. And last note, I loved how you actually sighed on the word sigh. That was a nice touch, Zelina.
So this beats her Christmas Carol song, even though it was a cappella?
I think this beats the Christmas Carol song. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's been long running one of your favorites from her too.
This is one of my new favorites.
I have to agree. I love the dynamics. Let's see. I heard the click too. It was like at 2:45. No, that was the run. Never mind. Okay. Did the karaoke sound a little loud to you at some points?
Not really. Like the hiss was a little distracting at times, but not that often.
Oh wow! Then I zoned out on the hiss today.
Well, it was one of those, like, her microphone had the hiss, but the background music didn't, so when she flopped between the two, you could hear it really type of thing.
So that's probably what I was hearing then.
Okay.
But yeah, it was pretty. I liked it. Although I did have the run at 2:45. I don't know what exactly I meant by iffy. Like, it might have been a note or two that didn't sound right. But other than that, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, a lot, a lot.
Mucho, mucho, mucho.
Mucho, mucho, macho.
You just called her a man.
I did?
Macho.
I didn't call her macho. I said mucho, mucho, macho. Not
Oh. Not. Oh, I heard macho.
All right. She is not a village person.
Macho. I'm done.
Done.
And next we have Mr. Russ.
In a tapestry, though its color brightly shine, can never see its purpose, the pattern of the grand design. And the stone that sits upon the very top the mountain's mighty face. Does it think it's more important than the stones that form the base? So how can you see what your life is worth or where your value lies? You can never see through the eyes of man. You must look at your life. Look at your life through heaven's eyes. A lake of gold in the desert sand is less than a cool fresh spring, and to one lost sheep a shepherd boy is greater than the richest king. The man lose everything he owns, has he truly lost his worth? Or is it the beginning of a new and brighter birth? So how do you measure the worth of a man in wealth or strength or size? In how much he gained or how much he gave? The answer will come to him who tries to look at his life through heaven's eyes. And that's why we share all we have with you, though there's little to be found. When all you've got is nothing, there's a lot to go around. No life can escape being blown about by the winds of change and chance. And though you never know all the steps, you must learn to join the dance. You must learn to join the dance. So, how do you judge what a man is worth by what he builds or buys? You can never see with your eyes on earth. Look through heaven's eyes. Look at your life. Look at your life. Look at your life through heaven's eyes.
All right, second up for the night, people, it's Russ with Through Heaven's Eyes from Prince of Egypt. Very popular film.
I never actually saw it.
Me neither, but I own the soundtrack and I still don't know that well.
The big title song that those two really famous people sang. Whitney Houston, Celine Dion?
No, I think it's Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Mariah Carey.
What am I thinking of then?
Oh, no.
Moving on.
Sorry. Okay. The instrumental for this, I like the backtrack for this. I haven't had a backtrack moment in a while.
This was a good backtrack. I couldn't tell if it was karaoke or if it was meaty. Either way, it was really good.
I want to say it's an actual karaoke because they do exist.
Okay.
Some of the percussion doesn't sound MIDI.
That's very true, yeah.
At first, I thought your voice was a little too baritone or the vibrato was like a little too much, but then I realized compared to the original, your voice is a lot stronger than the original vocalist. Like, you have a stronger voice. So I took that into consideration. I had fun when you did the little lie-to-lie parts. Because I know those are done by chorus, and later the guy who ever sings this does join in. But I was just so amused by that. Overall, I thought it was performed well. I can't even remember what I had for this note, so I'll just skip it. But yeah, good job.
I do not know this song was my first note. Some of the rhythm was a little odd for me at times. Like, it seemed like you were rushing to get all the words in. One of the parts that I have written down was sits upon the top was like the first part I heard. And there was a couple parts after that. It was just like, there were too many words for it to fit in your mouth and you're like spitting them out type of thing. But performance wise, it was really good. Really, really good. And you never fail us performance wise. You're always on top of your game and so on and so forth. And who wrote this song? Was Stephen Schwartz somehow involved in this?
It sounds like Heaven's Light from The Hunchback. So
yes, Because Heaven's Eyes sounds exactly like the
exactly
same
like Heaven's
notes
Eyes.
As
yeah.
Heaven. I thought I was going crazy.
No, I thought the same thing. I'm like, should I talk to this about AMV? Because I did this again with, what was the song I did a few weeks ago? Oh, another Stephen Schwartz song, the Duets Week.
Like, I was listening to it, I was like, this sounds exactly like, what? I was very confused.
He's pulling an Andrew Lloyd Webber, kind of.
No, Stephen Schwartz, don't pull an Andrew Lloyd Webber. You're so much better than that.
You are.
But good job, Russ. Good
job. Mm-hmm. Good job, Russ.
Coming up next, we have Omi Pride 09.
Many nights we've prayed, but no proof anyone could hear. In our heart, a hopeful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will. You will when you believe. In this time of fear, when prayers so often prove in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain. Seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will. You will when you believe. Ooh, oh, oh. They don't always happen when you ask. No, no. And it's easy to give in to your fear. Can see your way clear through the rain. A small, still, resilient voice says hope is very near. When you believe, oh, hope is frail, it's hard to give in. Who knows what miracles you can achieve?
You can achieve.
Yeah. Now you will. Now you will. You will achieve. You will win.
You will win. You.
Thank you.
Prince of Egypt. But this one I actually know, as I said in the last one. I actually know this song, but I still don't know who sang it originally. Omi, this was very pretty, but also very boring to me. As always, your voice and your vocals were spot on awesome, but there just was no life in what you were singing. It almost seemed like you were being forced to sing this song.
Like a karaoke with your friends.
Yeah, like a karaoke. Like, oh, guys, no, don't make me sing. I really don't want to. Oh, God, if I'll get you guys to stop bothering me. Here I go. And, you know, just.
Yeah.
There was, especially, like, towards the end where it got really gospel-y and, like, you were doing the note runs of the gospel-y-ness. But there was no soul in what you were singing. And I, like, that's
no passion.
Yeah, exactly. And it just made me really sad because I've heard you have that before. And I don't know what happened that it's not here. Because I've heard you have, like, passion and excitement and soul before. And there was
Fortune favors the... Sorry.
She really liked that song. She still talks about it now to this day. Like, where is that? Where is that? It's not here, and that makes me a sad panda. Selena?
Yeah, okay. So this is the title to what we were talking about earlier. I think, technically, your voice does fit the style pretty well. This is actually a note I had in between those. Duet, A Risk. As usual, when you have harmonies, you top a lot. And my best advice is whenever you have harmonies, just minimize both vocal or whichever vocal lines. Just, like, lower them at the same amount. And that helps reduce the topping. I kind of like your Whitney lines. Or at least near the end, the Whitney parts. Because she's the one who goes all crazy and belty. I don't know where I stand with this. Because, like I said, it does... It's soothing and it fits the... Your voice fits the song. But I'm just not sure where I sit on this quite. So, yeah.
You've left her speechless.
I'm speechless. Wait, I'm done.